This is the winter 2019 issue of the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library's Reading Matters newsletter. David Junius is your editor and reader. Notes from the Director by Danielle Miller. Happy New Year to everyone in the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library community. This year marks my 11th at Watauble, and in that time we've seen many changes. We transitioned from cassettes to digital talking books, fully launched the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, service, and began offering download access to our locally produced audiobooks on our own website. Now we add content to BARD almost every day. We also revitalized our youth services program and introduced a weekly multisensory story time. In the past year, the majority of downloads were done with the BARD mobile app for Android and iOS devices. We increased our outreach efforts to veterans and Spanish speakers and added an outreach librarian position focused on older adults. Additionally, we started a custom book service putting multiple books on a single cartridge for individual patrons to meet their reading needs. Watauble began offering duplication on demand to ensure that all readers, whether they use BARD or not, get equal access to the entire collection. As we look to the future, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, has great plans on the horizon. Development will begin on next-generation digital talking book players, BARD downloads will become streaming files, and a Braille e-reader will be available for loan. At Watauble, we will be upgrading our audiobook production department, undertaking several facilities projects, and continuing to increase our outreach efforts. Anticipating an increase in the number of patrons using the custom book service, we will also begin planning for changes in our shipping department. One thing that has remained constant through the years is the dedication of Watauble staff to provide the best library service possible to all our patrons. Their commitment to service, innovation, and willingness to try new things keeps Watauble nimble and focused on meeting the current and future needs of our patrons. Thank you for being such an important part of the Watauble community. Youth Services Update by Aaron Groth. Every day brings something new in the Watauble Youth Services Department. The past few months have been a flurry of activity, from spooky parties to pen pal programs to monthly visits to the State School for the Blind to the annual Braille Challenge, or should I say Braille Challenges. This year, Watauble is promoting Braille literacy on the east side of our state as well as the west. We'll hold a second Braille Challenge on Saturday, February 23rd at the downtown branch of the Spokane Public Library. If you missed our Seattle event on January 12th, or would like to participate closer to home in Spokane, there's still time to sign up. Please contact me at erin.groth, that's erin.groth, at sos.wa.gov, or visit our website to download a registration form. The Braille Challenge is presented by the Braille Institute and is a friendly competition designed to celebrate Braille literacy. Students in grades 1 through 12 are invited to participate at one of five levels in areas like reading comprehension, spelling, speed and accuracy, tactile charts and graphs, and proofreading. There will be awesome prizes, and top scorers have a chance to compete nationally. Our special guests, Puppies in Training from Guide Dogs for the Blind, will be joining us again in Spokane on Challenge Day. All are welcome to attend, even students who are not competing this year. You won't want to miss it. The Fall Pen Pal program came to a close at the end of December, and more than 40 students participated, sending over 120 letters back and forth across Washington. We love facilitating this kind of literacy practice, and Watauble will start up another program in the spring. Stay tuned for news on how to sign up and make a new friend. There's so much happening in the Youth Services Department, so stay up to date by subscribing to our monthly e-newsletter, DOTS, D-O-T-S, Watauble's Youth Patron Newsletter. You can contact me at Aaron Groth, that's E-R-I-N dot G-R-O-T-H, at sos.wa.gov, or by phone at 206-615-1253 to be put on the list. Outreach to Spanish Speakers by Rocio Vargas. Beginning last year, Watauble's partner and supporter, CMAR Community Health Clinic, gave us the opportunity to meet with their Latino senior groups throughout King County. We also participated at the Health Services Referral Resource, Ventanilla de la Salud, at the Mexican Consulate in Seattle. The level of community participation was remarkable. People expressed an overwhelming appreciation of our service and a great interest in learning about the audiobooks. Some highlights of this outreach include increasing the Spanish-speaking patron population by 17%, giving Spanish outreach presentations at three community centers in King County, participating in the Latino Health Forum in SeaTac and the health fair at the Mexican Consulate, beginning outreach partnerships at the Des Moines Activity Center, SeaTac Community Center, North Bellevue Community Center, and the Mexican Consulate. Wetabal will continue to partner with Latino groups and organizations that can help us refer people to our services. The Wetabal brochure and application are also available in Spanish on our website at wtbbl.org. New Braille Books from Wetabal by Ed Godfrey. For adult readers, BRW 8644, Looking for Betty McDonald, The Egg, The Plague, Mrs. Pigglewiggle and I by Paula Becker. Betty Bard McDonald, the best-selling author of The Egg and I and the classic Mrs. Pigglewiggle children's books, burst onto the literary scene shortly after World War II. Readers embraced her memoir of her years as a young bride operating a chicken ranch on Washington's Olympic Peninsula. This is a biography of an endearing Northwest storyteller that reveals the story behind the memoirs. 2016, transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRW 1438, Feathers, The Evolution of a Natural Miracle by Thor Hansen. A biologist presents the natural history of feathers, applying the findings of paleontologists, ornithologists, biologists, engineers, and art historians to answer questions about the origin of feathers, their evolution, and their uses throughout the ages. 2011, transcribed by Mary Forster. BRW 8647, Native Seattle, Histories from the Crossing Over Place by Carl Thrush. Native Americans greeted the settlers who founded Seattle and have been part of the fabric of the city ever since. The author uses Native American oral traditions and place names to show how they viewed the land and adapted to urbanization. 2017, transcribed by Amy Newbert, Mamie Moroshi, Randy Aiken, Alan Higashi, Sibon Odibiko, and Ed Godfrey. For young readers, BRW 1405, Dolphin Tale, the Junior Novel, by Gabrielle Reyes. When a dolphin named Winter loses her tail, a young boy named Sawyer and the staff at Clearwater Marine Aquarium must do what they can to help her survive. One day, after visiting his cousin at an army hospital, Sawyer gets an idea to have a doctor there make Winter a prosthetic tail. This proposal inspires the staff at the aquarium and fills Sawyer with the hope that Winter may one day swim again. Inspired by a true story. Recommended for grades 2 through 4, 2011. Transcribed by Karen Hara. For very young readers, BRW 8654, La Princesa and the Pea by Susan Middleton Elia. A rhyming bilingual fairy tale about a girl who must detect a pea beneath a mountain of mattresses if she is to marry the prince. Includes a glossary of Spanish words used in the text. Recommended for preschool and older, 2017, transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRJ 1403, Weedle on the Needle by Stephen Cosgrove. Deep in the woods of the Pacific Northwest lives a red-nosed creature named the Weedle. Weedle has to flee the forests and then the mountains to try to find peace and quiet. Finally, he gets to the very tip-top of Seattle Space Needle and finds contentment. Recommended for grades 1 through 3, 2009, originally published in 1974, transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRJ 1402, Weedle and the Noodle by Stephen Cosgrove. Weedle, a creature with a red blinking nose, lives atop Seattle Space Needle. The usually grumpy creature meets a lost kitten, Noodle, who is looking for a home. Weedle learns to share his life and his needle with the abandoned pet in a story about friendship. Recommended for grades 1 through 3, 2011, transcribed by Joan Moritz. New audiobooks from Wetabal by John Pye. Our classic wet winter weather has taken hold, and it is time to hunker down and find some good books to explore. These newly available audio titles are a mixture of some essential Northwest historical pieces, as well as some pop culture jaunts. There are also some good young adult titles, as well as some early reader titles that will tickle your fancy. For adult readers, DBC 6930, Breaking Chains, Slavery on Trial in the Oregon Territory, by R. Gregory Noakes. Slaves were brought to Oregon Territory by their masters. One of those slaves, Robin Holmes, sued his master, Nathaniel Ford, for the possession of Holmes' children, and won. This was a rare victory. While Oregon voted to be a free state, its constitution denied African Americans and Chinese Americans most rights. 2013, narrated by John Ogliori. DBC 6914, Where the Salmon Run, The Life and Legacy of Billy Frank Jr. by Trova Heffernan. Salmon fishing was an integral part of Northwestern Native American lives and a right guaranteed to the tribes by treaty. These fishing rights were ignored until the 1960s when Native American activists like Billy Frank Jr. fought to reassert them. His work on Native American rights continued even after winning the Bolt decision that reaffirmed tribal fishing rights. 2013, narrated by Elizabeth Lapick. DBC 6950, My Oh My, The Dave Niehaus Story by Billy Mack. Dave Niehaus became a local institution as the broadcaster for the Seattle Mariners from 1977 through 2010. Over the course of over 5,200 games, he made even the bad games sound entertaining. He was inducted to the Baseball Hall of Fame as a broadcaster. 2017, narrated by Bob Carlson. DBC 607, The Kid, An Adoption Story by Dan Savage. The Seattle-based author of Savage Love, a sex advice column, tells how he and his boyfriend adopted the baby of a young vagabond gutter punk. Some descriptions of sex, strong language, 1999, narrated by Tim Sherburne. For young adults, we have DBC 6918, Becoming a Citizen Activist, Stories, Strategies, and Advice for Changing Our World by Nick Licata. Nick Licata was a neighborhood activist who went on to spend 5 terms on the Seattle City Council. Based on his experience on working from the outside and on the inside of government, Licata gives practical advice to people who want to influence change. 2016, narrated by Norm Zimmerman. DBC 6760, Liesl and Poe by Lauren Oliver. Liesl only knows life in her small and cramped attic where she's been locked away by her cruel stepmother. But everything changes when she meets Poe, a ghost, and Will, an alchemist's apprentice, forming a trio who are bound for an extraordinary adventure. Recommended for grades 4 through 7, 2011, narrated by Courtney Maharis. DBC 6850, Under a Painted Sky by Stacy Lee. It's 1849, Gold Rush time, and 2 girls are on the Oregon Trail headed to California. Samantha, a Chinese-American, and Anna May, a runaway teenage slave, disguise themselves as boys and join up with some young cowboys as they make their way west. They have adventures and escapades while keeping their identities hidden, but complications ensue when they both develop crushes. Strong Language and Violence for Junior and Senior High, 2015, narrated by Sarah Pittman. And finally, for very young readers, DBC 7051, I Love You More Than the Smell of Swamp Gas by Kevin Atterbury. Papa and Little Monster go on a smelly adventure in the woods, meeting all sorts of beastly creatures. But does Papa love the swamp more than his little monster? Recommended for preschool through grade 2. 2017, narrated by Deanna Sarkar. Also available in Braille is BRW 8653, transcribed by Joan Moritz. DBC 7052, Sing, Don't Cry by Angela Dominguez. Once a year, Abuelo comes to visit from Mexico and he always brings his guitar. Based on the life of Apolinar Navarrete Diaz, the author's grandfather and successful mariachi musician. In English with some Spanish, recommended for preschool through grade 2, 2017, narrated by Rachel Glass. Happy reading! Volunteer Spotlight on Jane Salazar. My name is Jane Salazar. I'm an only child and I have lots of pets, including 2 rabbits, 2 chickens, and a pug. I'm 18 years old and a senior in high school. I love working with little kids. I also love animals and working with them as well. I have been taking horseback riding lessons for over 10 years, and someday I would like to combine my love of working with children and animals to be a riding instructor for children with disabilities. I started volunteering at the library because I wanted to be part of the community that has helped me so much and give back to it. I have been a patron of the library since I was in the 5th grade. It's been a big part of my life since then. I always look forward to receiving more books in the mail, and now that I volunteer at the library, I can check out even more. I've always loved the library. I love the feeling of community and getting the inside scoop about what's happening next. Working in the shipping department is always fun because I get to see all the books being returned and think about what I might want to check out next. My dad is a patron too, and I was able to get him signed up for a player and to receive books. The best part of working at the library is helping Aaron Groth, the youth services librarian. I like helping with story time, organizing the children's books, and cleaning the children's room. Erin puts on so many great events for the kids, and I get to help put them together and help at the events. I love working at the library and helping the kids at story time. It's the best. Otavo thanks our donors from August 1st to October 31st, 2018. Milton Adams, Randy Aiken, Tim Ames, Lori Ames, Donna Amos, Alexander Andrews, Barbara Angular, Anonymous, 11 of them, Ronald April, Lorraine Armstrong, David Arnold, Eunice Askoff, Jonathan Bay, Helga Behars, Tanya Barden, Muriel Barron, Wanda Bartlett, Catherine Bumgartner, Charles Bellinger, Claudia Burge, Allison Bergstrom, Christine and Dale Biddle, Jonathan Blake, Calvin Blessinger, Enid Bork, Ellen Boyd, Gertrude Bratz, Henry Brock, Susan Brooks, Rosemary Bulmer, Eva Bunce, Kathleen Buzzard, Timothy Call, Susan Carlson, Edward Carlson, Marcy Carpenter, Stanley Carr, Dorothy Carter, Glenda Cassett, Diane Cheney, Joseph Chiarella, Carol Chipman, Ron Chow, Anna Clark, Dolores Clark, Ronald Collier, Donald Cohn, Albert Conley, Alice Cook, Colleen Costigan, David Crabtree, Jack Craig, Bertha Creech, Donald Cream, Irma Cross, Carita Cummings, Lucille Daniel, Sadiq Dar, Kenneth Davis, Lawrence Davis, Michael Dawson, Janice Dimmitt, Edmund Doucette, Lavone Dreis, Sherry Dubbin, Stephanie Dunwind, Charles Egan, Stephen Ekstrand, Kelly Engel, Isabel Ernest, Janice Esterly, Mary Faulkner, Ellen Fettis, Veronica Flake, Evan Flodquist, Helen Forshee, Donna Fox, Edward Frischius, Gloria Garling, Beverly Gilbert, Clarice Glenn, Betty Goebel, Mandy Gonson, Jane Goodridge, Sybil Graham, Frank Green, Devorah Greenspan, Aaron Groth, Sally Hagen, Ellen Hale, John Halsell, Marlis Hamilton, Brandon Harnish, Ellen Hastings, Victoria Hatch, Harry Haynes, Maxine Healy, Marion Hyde, Ken Hildebrandt, Darlene Hillary, Dolores Hollowell, Nikki Holston, Huber Industries Incorporated, John Horsfall, Jonathan Hurst, Cecilia Iverson, Helen Iway, Camille Jasny, Nicole Gendro, Helen Johnson, Barbara Johnson, Valdine Jones, Marie Jones, Corey Joseph, E.J. Juarez, Helen Juris, Dave Kaplan, Irfan Karimi, Shirley Katrobos, Dave Kendall, Juana Lee Killian, Amy Cole, Harold Koenig, Wilfried Kressner, Helen Kuffel, Gita Priya Kamaraguru, June Lane, Joyce Lane, Joel Latham, Brad Lennon, Sandy Lillengreen, Maxine Lineal, Leland Leip, Stephanie Lukash, James Lumsden, Rosemary Majeski, John Mantle, Glenn Masters, Diane Malden, Barbara McBride, Verna McCoy, Don Mahaffey, Donna Meister, Michael Mello, Louise Middleton, Betty Miller, Danielle Miller, Diane Miller, Maria Miller, Michael Miller, Cindy Minker, Margaret Mitchell, Barbara Monda, Gregory Moore, Rick Moore, Laura Mott, Janelda Murphy, Mary Lee Newman, Doris Nichols, Pat Perry Nix, Laura Nunez, Norma Nutting, James Nyborg, John Ugliori, Dorothy Olson, Patricia O'Toole, Pacific Studio, John Pye, Sally Paxton, Kathy Pennylegion, A.C. Peterson, Ann Peterson, Joyce Peterson, Rick Piercy, Florence Pimentel, Janet Porter, Shirley Pounton, Barbara Prigine, Duncan Prince, Charity Ranger, Alice Rasmussen, Amy Ravenholt, Laura Reed Ford, Robert Reese, Robert Reinstema, Ann Ryder, Mona Reynolds, Sharon Reynolds, The Estate of Ronald Richardson, Marilyn Ring Nelson, Colleen Ringos, Linda Rivers, Lillian Rodel, Nancy Rowe, Bob Rowning, Marlis Ruby, Sandra Sager, Rose Salazar, Felix Sanchez, Annette Sandy, Deanna Sarkar, Peter Schnabel, Wilma Schunk, Marion Schwarzenbach, Anne Schwindemann, James Shaw, Ph.D., Jean and Robert Sherwin, Charles Sickles, Thomas Simard, Ronald Simran, Donald Smith, Anne Sullivan, Hariko Spies, Della St. Pierre, Francis Stensvold, Joan Stewart, Trudy Stotz, Walter Strait, Norman Stryker, Laura and John Stewart, Yura Shawalski, Tom and Marilyn Taggart, Ruth Talbot, To Tien Tan, Leonard Tarr, Frida Tesch, The Seattle Foundation, Tracy Thomas, Richard Thorkelson, Carol Tiedemann, Linda Tognati, Hazel Trainter, Brunhilde Trolson, Rita Turner, Sally Waddell, Dorothea Wagner, Elizabeth Wagner, Kay Way, Cynthia Watson, Charles Weaver, Mary Wentworth, David Wilder, Gail Willis, Pamela Wilson, Lucille Winther, Beverly Witt, Deanna Woods, Joe Wyatt, Kim Wyman, David Witko, Juliet Yeasting, Caroline Young, Diane Yautz, David Zapolsky, Janet Zoanick. In honor of Janelle Peterson, in memory of Benny Allert, Jan Ames, Jack Edmund Goebel, Beatrice Leland, Ramona Lopez, Loretta M. Metz, John Penny Legion, Deborah L. Piercy, Van Olsen, Joyce Olston. This is the end of the recording.